Coat First Nation, from July 19 to 21 Stone, Coat First Nation hosted a powwow celebrating the 150th anniversary of the signing of Treaty 4. The event, held at the community's new hockey rink, attracted over 500 dancers daily, showcasing vibrant performances. The powwow's first day was marked by a heartfelt speech from Chief George Coat, who welcomed attendees and reflected on the significance of the treaties. "I'd like to welcome each and every one of you for 150 years of signing the Treaty 4 back in 1874, he said. "We thank all the past leaders who persevered through pain and sorrow. They never gave up. The elders never gave up either. They kept on praying and praying. I'd like to thank the youngsters. We have so many young dancers who built their own regalia just to celebrate amongst us, showcasing their culture and language," he added. Kamsack Mayor Nancy Brunt said, "This is my last term as mayor. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be out here and celebrate with you. Especially to honor the 150th anniversary of the signing of the treaties. I'd also like to thank George for the wonderful partnerships that we've developed between the town council over the years." FSIN Vice Chief David Pratt emphasized the resilience of Indigenous peoples despite historical challenges. 150 years ago, we signed a treaty, and we've faced many challenges since," he stated. "In spite of all the trauma, in spite of all the abuse that we've endured, in spite of the attack on our language and our culture and identity in our families, looking at this room tonight, it's a testament to the power of our people and the strength of our blood. So tonight, it's good to be here with each and every one of you to be able to celebrate." FSIN Chief Bobby Cameron was delightfully surprised to see some children on the dance floor, saying, "Let's take a look at these little ones right there. They're the future of our Indian people right there on the dance floor. I love seeing that. That says our way of life is gonna continue, our culture, our traditions, our songs and dance are gonna be around for thousands of years. They're our future, those little ones." As the first day of celebrations came to a close, attendees looked forward to the remaining events, including a special performance by Samoans from Fiji and New Zealand to honor the treaties. The powwow at Coat First Nation stands as a powerful reminder of the enduring spirit and cultural heritage of Indigenous communities, marking a significant milestone in their history.